Today's reading begins in Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. And the Lord said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days work shall be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.' And he gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, 'Up! Make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.' So Aaron said to them, 'Take off the rings of gold that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me.' So all the people took off the rings of gold that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and made a golden calf. And they said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.' When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, 'Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord.' And they rose up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. The Lord said to Moses, 'Go down, for your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They made for themselves a golden calf, and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." And the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you." But Moses implored the Lord and his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent did he bring them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth?' Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people." Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the 2 tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back they were written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear." And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that he had made and burned it with fire and ground it to powder and scattered it on the water and made the people of Israel drink it. And Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought them such a great sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people, that they are set on evil. For they said to me, 'Make us gods who shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So I said to them, "Let any who have gold take it off." So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. And when Moses saw that the people had broken loose, for Aaron had let them break loose, to the derision of their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. And he said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor." And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And that day about 3,000 men of the people fell. And Moses said, "Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord, each one at the cost of his son and of his brother, so that he might bestow a blessing upon you this day." The next day Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I will make atonement for your sin." So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, this people has sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written." But the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But now go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken you. Behold, my angels shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them." Then the Lord sent a plague on the people, because they made the calf, the one that Aaron made. The Lord said to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'To your offspring I will give it.' I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go up among you, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people." When the people heard this disastrous word, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If for a single moment I should go up among you, I would consume you. So now take off your ornaments, that I may know what to do with you." Therefore the people of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. So the first part of our reading today has the Lord speaking to Moses concerning the Sabbath day and how important this Sabbath day is for them regarding the covenant. So important that profaning the Sabbath would mean death. They would be put to death if they did not follow this statute. Afterward, we read that Moses was delayed from coming down from the mountain, and the people began to stir and began to say, "Make gods for us that shall go before us." As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. They've placed all their faith in Moses when their faith should be in God. God didn't disappear. God was dealing with Moses up on that mountain. But because Moses has been this mouthpiece, they have attributed the things that God has done to Moses. And so that's where they've placed their faith. And Aaron does not seem to argue with them, not one bit. He begins to tell them, take off the rings of gold, and he fashions it and makes a golden calf. Now, when Moses questions him later, he doesn't say, "I fashioned it and made a golden calf." He says, "I threw it in the fire and out came this golden calf." Interesting the way that Aaron rephrases that. Interesting that he doesn't admit to Moses that he fashioned that calf, though I'm sure that Moses knew that's what happened. But he's not satisfied with this. He then builds an altar. And I just wonder a little bit about the intestinal fortitude, I guess we would put it, of Aaron when he gives in so easily and then does what he should know is wrong, to build an altar for them to worship this golden calf. And then he says, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord," using the name Jehovah there where it states Lord. Because of this, many commentators state that they were actually worshiping God, but they were using this calf as a representation. They wanted something they could see, they could touch, they could point to. But in my mind, I just see the influence of all those years in Egypt. Remember how the Egyptians viewed cattle? And so this was obviously that influence in my mind. And even though he may use the word Jehovah, he knew it was completely wrong to make this graven image. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 21, Paul said, "Although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things." So the people that we're reading about here in the book of Exodus fit well with what Paul is describing as this degradation of mankind, that he would begin to make these graven images, and that was like the tipping point. That was the point in which they completely go away from God, and he begins to describe all sorts of depravity after that point that they become involved in, specifically the Gentiles, but many others as well. Now, Moses tries to intercede for the people. He basically tells God, if you come out here and kill these people, all it's going to do is detract from your name. It's going to make people say, look, he just brought them out there in order to kill them. God's initial reaction is anger. Moses' initial reaction is temperament. But when Moses goes down the mountain, we find him burning hot with anger. And that's when he begins to question Aaron. So God had already seen what's happening. God was upset. Moses hadn't seen it yet. He's only got the description. But when Moses sees it, well, then he's angry as well. And I think Moses wants some explanation for why Aaron would do this. Why did this people, well, excuse me, what did this people do to you that you brought such a great sin upon them? He wants, in my mind, the way I'm considering this, he wants Aaron to give him some reason. They threatened you or something like that, But instead, Aaron doesn't really have any excuse. Aaron is just as guilty as the people. Perhaps more so because he was supposed to be a leader. So I want to leave you with two thoughts for this today. First is, leaders have to lead. They don't bow down to what everybody wants just because they feel threatened or they just want to please them. We have to actually do what's right in the eyes of God and lead people in that direction. The second thing is, we need to be very, very careful that we don't make some of the same mistakes that these Israelites made. And that is, we don't make the mistake of trying to fashion God into what we want him to be or what we expect him to be. God is God. We accept him as he is. We worship him as he is, in the way that he has prescribed, because that is what pleases him. And he deserves it. God deserves to be worshiped according to his will. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.